Just read Parshas Para. Parshas Para begins by Damar Hashem Amoshe Lemor, Zos Chukas HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem Lemor. So the Mefarshim are bothered, what's going on with the double Lashon of Lemor? Again, it says, Vaydamar Hashem Amoshe V'al Aharon Lemor, Zos Chukas HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem Lemor. Some Mefarshim want to say that this is actually a remez to the Shita, which is quoted and the Rishonim, that the mitzvah of reading Parshas Parah is Daraisa. Because it says Lemor, that there's an inyan to speak out the Parsha of Parah. We'll come back to this Machlekes in Mitzvah, whether it's Daraisa or Darabanan. The Medrash on this notes, actually it's not the Medrash here, it's the Medrash which is quoted in the beginning of Parshas Emor. We find again, very interestingly, that Parshas Emor begins that Hashem tells Moshe, Emor ala kohanim b'ni Aaron v'amart alehem. So again, there's a double lashon here of Amira. Emor ala kohanim v'amart alehem. So already Chazal pick up on this double lashon and they say, Emor v'amarta, Rashi quotes it, Lahazhir hagdolim al haktanim, that the gedolim have to warn the ktanim. So this is being taught in the context of Tumah v'Tara. You know that the kohanim are warned not to be metame themselves. So there's halacha that the gedolim, that the gedolim kohanim have to even warn and to make sure that the ktanim are not metame themselves. So here we have similar, the double expression of Amira, Amira. So there seems to be a striking relationship between Parshas Emor and Parshas Chukas, which is our sugya of Paraduma. In fact, the Medrash says that when Hashem was teaching Moshe the Parsha of Emor Lekahanim, the halachas of Tumah and Tahara v'Kohen, so Moshe hears all these halachas of Tumah, and he says to Hashem, okay, now I understand how a Kohen becomes Tameh, how then will a Kohen become Tahar? The Medrash says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't answer Moshe at that time, that he waited until he taught him the halachas of Paraduma, and when he taught him the halachas of Paraduma, that's when Moshe understood that this is the halachas of Tahara from the halachas of Tumah, which he learned in Parshas Emor. So therefore, if Emor, Parshas Emor, is the halachas of Tumah, the Parsha of Paraduma is the correction of that, it's the tikkun of that, the Tahara. And so, just as we find by Parshas Emor, which is Hilchos Tumah, a double lashon of Amira, Emor al kohanim v'amarta lehem, it's interesting that we have similarly by Parshas Chukas and Paraduma a double lashon of Amira as well. V'davar Hashem al Moshe v'laharam lemor, zeis Chukas haTorah asher tziva Hashem lemor. Now the Medrash in the beginning of Parshas Emor quotes a pasuk which picks up on this interesting phenomenon, and it says as follows. It quotes the following pasuk from Tehillim. Imros Hashem amoros taharos mizukak shivasayim. That the words of Hashem are tahara, are tahor. Mizukak shivasayim. They're purified 7 times 7 times. So what's interesting about this pasuk, which the Medrash quotes, is that it too has a double lashon of Amira. Okay, listen carefully. Imros Hashem Amoros Taharos. Imros Hashem Amoros. Right? The words of Hashem are words of Tahara. So we see once again that in the context of Tahara, we don't have just one lashon of Amira, we have two lashonas of Amira. Imros Hashem Amoros Taharos. Which goes very nicely, which is why it's quoted on this pasuk of Emor. Emor v'amarta, as it says, in the halachas of Tumah, but then again in the halachas of Tahara, which is by Paraduma, and again we have this double terminology of Lemor, Lemor. So we find another context where we have a double lashon of Amira. At the end of Maseches Yuma, the last mission Yuma, so Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lifnei mi atam et haharon, umi metayer eschem, avichem shebashamayim. You're probably familiar with the song. I have that chazal. And what does he immediately say after that? It says, "V'aymer mikve Yisrael Hashem, ma mikve metaras esveim afakadosh baruch hu metaras Yisrael." So interestingly, in this Mishnah, which is a Mishnah which discusses the Ashrechem Yisrael that we have Hilchas Tumah v'Tahara, it begins by saying Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had an Amira, and then he goes on to say V'aymer and another Amira, mikve Yisrael Hashem. So even again in the Hilchas Tumah v'Tahara context, we have a double lashon of Amira. Another place where we have the double lashon of Amira is by Kriyas Yamsuf, that it says Vayoimru Lemor Ashiru Lashem Ki Ga'iga. Vayoimru Lemor, that they said to say. What's interesting is that Chazal say on this, the entire Shira, Chazal used a lashon of Nitzharu Libam Va'amru Shira, that Bnei Yisrael had a Tahara Salev. As if like V'tahar li beinu, love the Chavyamas, that they had Tahara Salev, Va'amru Shira. So there's a certain Tahara that Bnei Yisrael were zeichet to at the time that they were crossing the Yam. It could be that crossing the Yam was a Bechin of Mikveh, because they went into the Yam. But anyways, Chazal's Lashon is Nitzharu Libam, that there was a Tahara Salev, and they sing Shira. What's interesting is that immediately after this, Bnei Yisrael, they come to Mara, and Mara, they receive the halachas of Paraduma. It says, Sham Samlo Chokum Mishpat Vesham Nisahu. So Chazal say, Chokum Mishpat, Chok refers to Paraduma, that they were Zeichet to Paraduma. So it seems like it's not a coincidence that they were Zeichet to the halachas of Paraduma, because it seemingly there was some type of a Gilui by Kriyas Yamsuf of the Inyan of Tahara that was like Metahir them from the Tumah Mitzrayim on some level, which is how they were able to have this Gilui Ashchina which they were able to see. If not for the fact that they had some type of a Tahara at the Yam, they for sure wouldn't have been able to be Zeich to see such a Gilui. So it was like a mini, in Pnimius, Kriyas Yamsuf was like a mini Kabbalah Satara experience. The Ari already points out that there's a connection between Purim and Paraduma, which is why Parshas Para follows Purim. Purim, he says, is the secret of what's called Par Dinim. There's what's called Par and Shach Dinim. Okay? This is like the ABCs of Kabbalah, that we have to be Mamtik Dinim. There's certain Dinim which need to be sweetened. One of them is called Shach, the 320 Dinim, because Shach is Gematria 5 times Din. And then you have Par Dinim. Par is Gematria of Mansapach, the Osio Sophios, right? Mem, Nun, Sadi, Pei, Chaf, all the Sophist letters. So all those letters, they have to be sweetened. It's called the Par Dinim and the Shach Dinim. So the Par is a Lashon Purim. And we have to sweeten Par with 5 Alfin, the 5 letters of Aleph. What's interesting is that these 5 letters of Aleph, that the Zohar Kaddish says, they come out from Kriyas Yamsuf. Because it says in the Pasuk there, Amar Oyev Erdof Asig Achalik. So the Zohar says, you have 5 Alephs in a row. Emor, Omar, Oyev, Erdoif, Asig, Achalik. So these 5 alfin sweetens the Par Dinim. So you see, literally in the heart of Kriyas Yamsuf, there's already a Gilui of the secret of Purim, which is these 5 alfin, which turns Par into Para. That's what the Arizal says. Because you have to add on a letter He, which is 5 Alephs, and that sweetens Par to become Para. And that's found in the middle of the Shira, the Kriyas Yamsuf. These 5 Alfin. That turns Par into Par. So that's the client's experience of Paraduma without ashes. They experience the light of Paraduma, which is like after they were Zechat Halachas of Paraduma. And that takes them to Matan Torah. And Chazal say very interestingly that when Moshe came up to Har Sinai, what Halachas did he find HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Osek in? Paraduma. And Hashem tells Moshe, Moshe says, what are you being Osek in? Being Osek in Halachas of Paraduma. And Hashem says to Moshe, Eini Oisek Elevet Taharas and Shal Yisrael. My whole Indian is that I'm Oisek and Taharas Yisrael. So you see, Paraduma is considered to be like the Shirish of the entire Torah, which is why it's called Zois Chukas HaTorah. It's called the Chuk of all Torah. And Paraduma is considered to be a mitzvah which is Koil of the entire Torah, which is like a Jeruchu was Oisek and Halachas of Paraduma when Moshe came up to Har Sinai. What's interesting is that the very first Halacha in Halachas Paraduma is Rebbe Eliezer Oimer, Parabashtaim, that a Para has to be 2 years old. of which Chazal say here in the Medrash that Moshe wanted that Eliezer, this Reb Eliezer, should come out from him, which that Moshe named his son Eliezer. And the whole idea of Parah Bas Shtayim is that this inyan of Bas Shtayim implies like a double Amira. It's the secret of two. That it says by Chukas HaTorah, Leymor, that's like the secret of Parah Bas Shtayim. This is Eini Oisek Ela B'Taras and Shaisa. That the secret of the Tower of Israel has to do with the number two. Two times Amira. Vayomu Leymor, the Leymor by Chukas. And V'Emar V'Amar Tabai, the Hilchos Tum of the Kohanim. So this is the secret of a double Lashon of Amira, which has a shaykhus of the Inyan of Tara. What's interesting is that we say that this idea of Purim connecting to Parah and the idea of Tara is that one of the reasons why Purim is called Purim is because it's based on a pasuk, Unashalma Parim Sfaseinu. Can't go into the sugi right now, but Unashalma Parim Sfaseinu is the aside which Chazal say, which teaches us that even though we can't bring a karban, if we say it, it's as if we brought it. Which is why if you turn, you don't have a siddur in front of you, but in the siddur itself, we have that before we, in the parsha, in the inyanim which deal with korbanos here, one of the things which we say is that after we mention the korban tamid and the ketairis, etc., we say, ribon haylamim. But even though nowadays we don't have a korban tamid, we don't have kohanim, we don't have levim, we don't have yisraelim, nevertheless, ve'ata amarta, you've told us Hashem, uneshalma parm sasenu. Now in the Siddur Rishash, he goes on and he what's interesting is that we have the Hiratam, Lachain Hiratam of Panacha, Shehe Sikh Sifzin Uzah Khoshiv Mukumus Lapanacha Kili Kravna Korbanatamin. It should be as if we brought the Korbanatamin, Shenamar Unashalma Parim Sasenu. So what's interesting is that we're quoting the Indian here Ubunashalma Parim Sasenu, which is the Bechin of Purim, Unashalma Parim Sasenu. Again, we're not getting into why that's Purim. Right? But according to the way that the Rishash is Masadar it, you have a double lashon of amira. It says v'ata amarta unashalma parmes vaseinu, and then again he has it later k'mo shenemar unashalma parmes vaseinu. So you have two times amira in the beginning of davening, related to unashalma parmes vaseinu, related to the korban tamid. What's interesting is that by the korban tamid itself, what does the Torah say? The Torah says by the korban tamid. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe leimor, Savas b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta lehem es korban yilachmi, v'yamarta lehem ze'aisha shetakibu l'Hashem. So by the Korban Tamid itself, you have two times Amira. What's even more striking is that we know that when we read the Korban Tamid on Rosh Chodesh, right, the reading for Rosh Chodesh Kriyas HaTorah is the Korban Tamid, right? We do something very interesting. The Gemara has a whole discussion about this. I believe in Maseches Megillah itself, the Gemara has this discussion, which is related to Purim. Right? The Gemara says that really, Korban Tamid only has 9 psukim. But you know you have to have 10 psukim in order to have a kriya. Right? So what do you do? So what comes out, and this is what we do, is that we read 3 psukim for the Kohen Aliyah, which is Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe leimor, Tzavis b'nei Yisrael v'marat alehem, v'yamartam zei shesha kibil Hashem. And how do we begin the Levi Aliyah? We repeat the third pasuk again. What is that pasuk which we repeat twice? V'yamart alehem. So not only does Korban Tamid have the word Amira twice, but we actually read the second Amira 2 times. We begin and end with the pasuk V'yamart alehem. The Kohen Levi ends with V'yamart alehem, and the Levi Aliyah begins with V'yamart alehem. Never else do we do this, that we repeat a pasuk twice. Only by the word Amira, by the Korban Tamid, which is Oisik V'yataras and Shal Yisrael. So it's fascinating that there's a big secret behind why we do V'yamarat Aleihem twice, because it implies a double Amira, which is the secret of Taras and Shal Yisrael. So it could be, getting back to what we said before, that there's a machlekes, whether or not Parshas Parah, the reading of it, is a Dareng Sid Rabbanan. It could be that, and again, we can't go into the oimek of the sugi now, that really the bringing of the paraduma is daraisa, and merely reciting it is rabbanan. But since in the days of Mordechai and Esther there was hischachus, they were mechadish the parsha after the churban beis hamikdash avu neshama parim sfaseinu, that when you say it, it's as if you brought it. So since Mordechai and Esther were mechadish in neshama parim sfaseinu, which is why it's called Purim, so therefore nowadays the actual reciting of it is also daraisa. Why? Because the reciting of it is actually bringing it. So therefore, it's Durabanan and Dereisa together. Dereisa means to bring it. But by saying it, it's only Durabanan. But by saying it, since it's like you mamish brought it because of the neshama of parents who are saying them, in the middle of the Durabanan is Dereisa, ve'edu ve'edu devil himchai. Could be also. That's why, by the way, Unishalma is a gematria Ishamini, which is Mordechai. Unishalma Parim is gematria Esther Hamalka. But we're not going to go into why it is that it was Nischadish at that time. What's interesting is that the Medrash says about Shlomo Melech that he wanted to be like Moshe Aminu. Hashem gave the Parsha Paraduma to Moshe. V'yikhwe lecha Paraduma. Moshe takes the Paraduma. And Shlomo also wanted to be the Bechin of Moshe. And he wanted to be masik, he wanted to be oimid on the sword of Paraduma. But Chazal said that he wasn't oimid on it. And on that he says, Amarti echkema v'hirachayka mimeni. That he says about this mitzvah Paraduma, Amarti echkema, I wanted to be smart, I wanted to be wise and to understand Paraduma, v'hirachayka mimeni, but I don't understand it. It's rachok for me. So it could be that merumas in his words is why he wasn't zeichet to it. Because like we said before, in order to be zeichet to Paraduma, you have to have a kesher to two times a nira. To two times a nira. And what Shlomo here is saying, Amarti echkema, I said echkema one time a nira. Because I only said one time a nira, he rechayka mimeni. Because to have a sheichet to Paraduma, you need an inyan of two times a nira, not just one. Now let's explain a little bit how this pertains to the Megillah. Maybe if we have time, we'll go into Pesach as well. Habalin l'taiva. Just before I forget, Tamima is gematria two times Emor. Emor is 247. So two times 247 is 494. And Tamima is 495. So two times Emor with the koilel is gematria Tamima, which is Paraduma Tamima. But the secret of Paraduma is two times Amira. Like we said, Emor v'yamarta. Now, we find something very interesting in the Megillah itself. The Mishnah Avos tells us that the 48th and final Kinyan HaTorah is Kol Omer Davar B'Shem Omer Mevi Geula La'olam. That if you say a mimer in the name of somebody else, you're Mevi Geula La'olam. You bring Geula to the world. As it says, V'atayimer Esther Lifnei HaMelech B'Shem Mordechai. That Esther said in the name of Mordechai the fact that Haman, that Bigson and Seresh were planning against the king. So, although the inyan of Amira can imply many things, for example, one of the things that, what is the secret of this two times Amira? So one of, perhaps the Pashup Shad and two times Amira means is that a person has to daven and daven again. That a person has to be maftzir. He has to daven and daven. Like you find by Moshe Rabbeinu, he davened 515 tefillos to come into Eretz Yisrael. And he didn't stop. Maybe that's why he was zeichet to Paraduma. Because Moshe was a person that he was emor v'amarta. He would always be the one who said and he would say again. He didn't stop davening. Like the Gemara says on the pasuk, Kavi al Hashem, Chazak v'yamin simecha, the Kavi al Hashem. That if a person should daven, and if he sees that Hashem doesn't answer tefillos, what should he do? He should daven again. Choyzer mispalo. That's called emor v'amarta. To be mafzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to think that Hashem rejects tefillos chas v'shalom. Many times a person needs to daven more than once in order that his tefillos should be niskab. Well, on a more pneumistic level, perhaps this double inyan of Amira is merumis here in that which we say that the whole nes of the Megillah took place because of the secret of Kol HaOmer Davar B'Shem Omro. So here you have a two times Amira. HaOmer Davar B'Shem Omro. That is the person who said it, and there's a person who says it in his name. So that's called double Amira. So since Mordechai and Esther, they were Oisik in the inyan of Kol HaOmer Davar B'Shem Omer, that's the Bechin of Paraduma. That's double Amira. And that's why the secret of Tara and Paraduma comes forth from Purim. Because it has to do with the inyan of Kol HaOmer Davar B'Shem Omer. Kol HaOmer Davar B'Shem Omer is the Bechin of two times Amira. Make sense, Noach? No? HaOmer Davar, at least I just listen to why that there's two times Amira here. We haven't explained what Kol HaOmer Davar B'Shem Omer is, why it's made the Gula La'olam. But Kol HaOmer Davar B'Shem Omer, you have two times Amira here. HaOmer Davar B'Shem Omer. So there's, right, Esther is saying in the name of Mordechai. Mordechai was the first Omer, and Esther is now saying it, and she's the second Omer. Right? So that's called two times Amira. But it's really two times Amira, which is really one. Because Esther's not saying something else other than what Mordechai said. It's really one Amira, which has two Amiras. It's just how it's given over. It's in Shlavim. It's in stages. Mordechai made the first Amira to Esther, and Esther's making the very same Amira to Ahasuerus. So it's a double Amira, which is really one. Right? Just like an MRV Amarta was really Hashem was saying one thing, but he uses two Lashons of Amira. Right? Chzos Chukas HaPara, even by the Paraduma, it's really one Amira, just that it's used two times. So to hear, the secret of Kol Amr Davar Meshem Amr, which is maybe Geula La'ilam, that it brings Geula to the world, that it's a double Amira, which is really one Amira, which is passing through two stages of Amira. So that's called double Amira. Now what's the inyan of Kol Amr Davar Meshem Amr, which is so amazing that it's maybe Geula La'ilam? So first and foremost, the reason why it's maybe Geula La'ilam is because it's Mayran Hachna. The fact that Esther did so in the name of Mordechai shows her humility and her Hachna, that she didn't want to take credit for it because it wasn't hers. So therefore, when a person has humility and he doesn't take credit for that which he could take credit for but chooses not to because it's not emistic, and he's machni himself, and he sticks to the emes where he could actually take credit for it himself, and he can be a person who participates and is a partner, and he doesn't do so, that's called the bechina. That humility is bechina of paraduma. Like Avraham Avinu, that he threw himself into the kivshan ha'esh, that humility, and he was zeichet to the efer par from that, the humility is the koyach, which is metah. It's the mid of another, which is metah, which is like Moshe is zeichet the paraduma, kavik choy lecha, because Moshe is adam mikol adam. And Moshe Rabbeinu could take credit for the entire Torah if he wanted to. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu can have a chilek in Torah. He could say, this is written by me. He didn't even sign his name on the Torah. It's only because Hashem tells us that Moshe wrote the Torah that we know. But Moshe wanted to take no credit for the Torah b'chlal. He was completely made himself ayin in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the darg of ayin, of bittul, that has association with paraduma. What you're saying, you see the relationship between Mordechai and Esther, how they were machnia themselves one to the other. For example, when Mordechai told Esther not to say anything about where she comes from, right? It says that she listened to everything Mordechai told her. Kashati v'leha Mordechai. Esther listened exactly to what Mordechai told her. And similarly, when Esther instructed Mordechai to tell everybody to fast, she's going to go in. The Torah says Vayavar Mordechai. The Megillah says Vayavar Mordechai. Vayaska chol asher tziv saleha Mordechai. Esther, I love Esther. So here you have that Mordechai is mevatel himself to Esther. And Esther is mevatel herself to Mordechai. Now really, Mordechai doesn't have to mevatel himself to Esther at all, but because she's queen, he does. And because she's a tzaddikas, he does. That's why it's called Vayavar Mordechai. Vayavar is a lashon aveira. That he did an aveira to listen to Esther. He didn't have to listen to Esther. Right? He was telling her what to do. She was his daughter. She was his wife. But Mordechai is machni himself. Ki ein Mordechai. Mordechai is a daig of ayin. He's mevatel himself. This relationship between the two of them, that she's machni himself to her and her to him, which is what the idea of Kol Amr Davar Meshem Amr really represents, that's the Bechina of Paraduma. And that's actually Merum is in this inyan of Emor V'Amarta Lahazhir G'doylem Alaktanim. So I once heard from my Rebbe, it may come from the Naim Elimelech, that we know, I haven't got to what they say, though, let's just be Matim first of all, there's something which is called Ein Shti Melachim Mishtam Shem B'Keser Echad, that two kings can't wear the same crown. Now who are the two kings in Klai Yisrael? There's two of them. Kohen Gadol and the Melech. Kohen Gadol and the Melech. And they butt heads with each other. But when they have Shalom between themselves, that's called Shnei Malachim Mishtam Shem B'Keser Echad. And this is how you read it. Ayin, Shnei Malachim Mishtam Shem B'Keser Echad. It can either be Ein Shnei Malachim Mishtam Shem B'Keser Echad, that two kings can't wear the same crown, which is the Shemesh and the Yariach. We know that's where this comes from. That's why Hashem told the Yariach, go ahead and be Mamayit yourself. Or it can be read like this. Ayin. If you're on the Madrig of Ayin, then Mishtam Shnei Malachim Mekatzer Echad. And they can't wear two crowns. So the Shemesh and the Ariach correspond to the Kohen Gadol and the Mal and the Melech. Because the Kohen is called the Shamsha in Targum. It's the Shemesh. The Kohen is called the Shemesh because he's a Mishamesh. And the Ariach is a Bechina of Malchus. So the Kohen Gadol and the Melech, the relationship is like the Shemesh and the Ariach. Mordechai was like a Kohen Gadol, as it says, he was dressed up like a Kohen Gadol. Unlike Achashverosh in the beginning, who just said, like a Kohen Gadol, as Chazal say, Mordechai took that back and he brought back the Tiferes of Klai Yisrael, and Esther is the Malka. This hachna that Mordechai and Esther have to each other is a bechina of Shnei Malachim Mishnam Shemekeserecha. Why? Because they're both ayin. Ain Mordechai, ain Esther Magedes. That's like the synergy of the Shemesh and the Ariach together. It's called Shnei Malachim Mishnam Shemekeserecha. Like it says in Matan Torah, Mamleches Kehanim Begoy Kadosh. What's called Mamleches Kehanim? A Malchus and Kenhuna, which comes together, which that was said by Matan Torah. And that's why the Gemara says, Kimu Vakibla Yehudim, it was like Matan Torah again. That since Mordechai and Esther, who were the leaders of the Jewish people, they were on the level of Amleches Kahanim, so able to be poil another reacceptance of Torah. So that's Merumas here, and Lahazir Gidoy the Malaktanim, Emor Viamarta. Lahazir is a lesson Zihira, a lesson of Or. Gidoy them al Haktanim. The more ha Gadol on, the more ha Katan. Right? It's like the relationship, the unification of the more hagadol and the more hakatam. That's called lahazir gidoyim alaktan. That's my Rebbe says so beautifully. The word emor is a lashon ma'or. So emor via marit is like two times ma'oris. The shnei ha-ma'oris ha-gidoyim. Lahazir gidoyim alaktan, and then there's a unification of the more hagadol, the more hakatam. That relationship between Mordechai and Esther, that the mevata one to each other, that's called emor via marta. That's like shnei malachim mishtam shabakesa achad. And when that happens, that's called mevigul alayla. There's bitl and hachna that they have to each other. That's the bechin of Moshe, which is niskala on it, paraduma. Okay, there's more to say here in how this connects to Lashon HaKodesh and how it relates to Yetzias Mitzrayim, Lashon HaKodesh, and Mordechai's Lashon HaKodesh, and the Lashon HaBisha of Haman, but we're running out of time. So, just thinking if there's any last thought, because that sugi is going to be too deep to delve into, unfortunately. Well, just mention one last thing, I guess, in just Benugia Lamaisa. Another aspect of the sinyan of Emor V'Amarta, of the double Lashon Amira, so we said that it implies to daven once and daven again. It implies Kol Emor Daven Mevigula La'olam, B'Shem Emor Mevigula La'olam, that Hachna, which is Mevigula La'olam. But on another level, what it represents is that when a tzaddik speaks, His speech is always two-pronged, which means to say that if a tzaddik is speaking to somebody, he doesn't only speak to that person, he's speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the places within this alphabet is from Esther. When Esther came in front of Achashverosh, she was not speaking to Achashverosh, she was speaking to the Melech, the Malkus Shel Olam. So although the tzaddik, when he speaks, he has an amira to the Melech and Batachton, he also has main amira to the Mila Alyam. So when you have an amira, when a tzaddik speaks to somebody, and his real amira is really klapei mala, but he's malbish, and he's really speaking to two people at once, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu up top and to a person down here, that's like bechin of two amiras. That's like emor v'amarta. And that's a bechin of paraduma. So Esther did that when she went lifnai v'lifnim. She was speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Achashverosh together. That's like a bechin of paraduma. That's a paraduma follows Purim. We see this actually from Chazal. The Gemara says that when she was going into Achashverosh, she says, "Keli keli lama zavtani," that the Shekhinah left her. So she says, "Why does the Shekhinah leave me? Is it because I called Achashverosh a Kelev?" And then she calls him an Aryeh. And when she calls him an Aryeh, it comes back. What's going on over here? Because she called him a lion instead of a dog, it makes any difference? She's calling him an animal. What's the big deal? But the Torah says that when she called him a dog, she was being mevaza him. And she forgot that really, Achashverosh is not really a king, he's just a puppet. Malchus ha-bakom ha-sholah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus is nislabish in all the malachim. So when she died and she remembered, I'm not going in to speak to Achashverosh, who's a dog, I'm coming in to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is an Aryeh. When she remembered that she's coming to speak to Hashem and not just to Achashverosh, so then Shekhinah came back. That's the Bechina Paraduma. That when she forgot that musig, then she was defiled and she became tamei in the house of Achashverosh. When she remembered that she was speaking to Hashem, not just to Achashverosh, then her tara came back and Islamish Baruch HaKadosh, and she was zeicha to paraduma there. So therefore, another inyan of a double amira, which pertains to tara, is inyan that even though you speak one thing, you're saying one word, it's the same sentence, but because it has a double amira to it, that you're speaking to Hashem and to the Melech below. When tzaddikim do that, they're mamshech taran people. They're mamshech paraduma to everybody around them. So therefore, even though we don't have paraduma b'zman hazeh, there are ways in order to be magal the inyan of paraduma through the inyan of double amira, to know the secret of double amira. And that's why Parshas Parah is read the way that we read it. That we do Parshas Kisisa, And then we read on top of that Parshas Parah. Why don't we just make a Thursday or a Wednesday and read Parshas Parah? Why does it have to be the Maftar Alira? You know why? Because it has to be a double Amira. That the first reading of the Parsha, Parshas Kisisa, that's called what? That's called Amira 1. And reading the Parah Duma, Parshas Parah after, it's called like a second Amira. So even the reading of Parshas Parah itself is a double Amira. It's a tsura of a double Amira. So although this Indian of Amira, double Amira, is very deep, and again, we're not going to be able to go into how it pertains to Lashon HaKodesh, why it's called Lashon HaKodesh. This is the Bechina Pini of Lashon HaKodesh. What it means for us is that there are ways that tzaddikim are able to be Mamshich Paraduma, not just by reading Paraduma and Amira, just by Parashas Parah. But tzaddikim have ways, by understanding the Pini Sanyanim, are they able to be Mamshich Oris Paraduma in ways, even though we can actually be Makriv, the paradumas of Hashem should help us that we should be able to know these ways, to open up the Shvili Atayra, to be able to connect to the Indian of the Kina of a double Amira, the secret of paraduma and everything which you do, and that to be Zecha to ultimately bring the carbon of the paraduma of B.S. Karatzedek Mir Vemenu Amen.
The Rebbe said examples of the double Amira, the Yamsuf comes to carbon.